When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Derek and Eric here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Big day yesterday in political news.
Yeah.
Sort of. Political
and music
with,
news.
With a little touch of music, a little sprinkle of pop culture.
This and some is good trolling.
Wheelhouse for us. Yes, great trolling. So yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative from Georgia.
Yeah.
Posted a video to her Twitter account where she said, the caption was, "It's time to begin, dot, 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 and they can't stop what's coming." So she has this sort of mysterious little caption, and then the video drops and you hear the iconic piano lick from Still Dre.
Yeah.
Bling, so, bling, 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 bling. I won't
do
it all,
please,
but,
don't sing it.
But it is supposed to be pump up
it's
music.
It's her walking out of her office and then it goes to slow-mo and the song starts. And the thing is, it's not like a 5 second, like trying to look cool walking in slow-mo to Dr. Dre.
A minute 47, Eric.
Close to 2 minutes of just a montage of her walking.
Yes.
Through the
her walking through the halls. She gets in, I think, no fewer than on or off 3 elevators because you got to just fill time. So it's this sort of labyrinthian, like, sort of scene in the halls of Congress where she's trying to look somewhat triumphant. This is on the heels of what many perceived as her huge victories during this holdup of the Speaker of the House vote.
And so, she was very pro-McCarthy anyway. So
that's right.
She got what she wanted. She thinks she's now that we're going to investigate the Bidens. And this is her celebration music, which also...
She was pro-McCarthy after she obtained some concessions from McCarthy. She had this holdup value, but
she
early
wanted.
On got on board with McCarthy. So a lot of people think, oh, she must have gotten some plum sort of committee roles and things like that. So she feels triumphant.
This is her victory music.
Out.
And also we should point out that she did not use the actual version of the song. She used the instrumental.
That's right.
So none of the lyrics, none of Dre and Snoop on it.
And that's going to become important.
Yes.
But nevertheless, it's one of those, sort of riffs in music that is iconic. Everyone knows that's associated with Dre. It's like, you know, it's a big song. It's
of course
a big
it
song.
Is.
You've
it's
heard
classic.
It and everyone will hear it. It's a very classic song. So immediately people are thinking, well, wait a minute. Is Dr. Dre a Republican? Is he a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene? So we reached out, and what do you think he had to say, Eric?
He said, "I don't license my music to politicians, especially someone as divisive and hateful as this one."
Immediately. Didn't mince words at all. His attorney, Howard King, who is a big celebrity attorney and gives sort of, and is sort of a pit bull, you know, like he's forceful here. He's not mincing words. He's saying, "I don't want her using my song," and called her hateful.
Yeah. And, so then they had the post removed and I don't know. I don't know that anybody thought Dre was endorsing her or sided with her.
But he wanted to make that clear.
But he also didn't like the idea that she's trying to look cool using him.
That's right. That's right. He is co-opting, sort of borrowing some of the cool swag that a guy like Dr. Dre has.
Yeah.
And he is. He's just one of the most beloved now. He's an elder statesman of rap, you know, inventor of Beats headphones and so forth. So
he's
Dre is, if you can sidle yourself up to Dr. Dre, you hope some of that can brush off on you. And that's clearly what she was trying to do, to sort of elevate her stature in some way. But he did more than that. So usually the news cycle on these is, hey, how dare you? There's a statement from an attorney and the story's over.
Yeah.
They went so far as to fire off a cease and desist letter. And in that letter, they went in again. They said, "We're writing because we think an actual lawmaker should be making laws, not breaking laws, especially those embodied in the Constitution by the founding fathers." I mean, they are digging into the Constitution.
Trying to hit right, you know, because you know, very conservative Republicans are all about, you know, the founding fathers and the Constitution. So he's trying to go right for what she's built her brand on.
That's right.
And then she tried to kind of go back on him.
So she's now in a verbal sparring war with one of the most talented lyricists ever, and it's not going to go well. So here's what she said, though.
"Oh, my goodness. Poor Dr. Dre. He's got such a creative flow of chords, but... you know, if he really wanted to stop hate and division in this country, he'd clean up his lyrics
and do a
much better job and change the culture in America."
You know, I there were some people that didn't even realize that you kind of like listened to a lot of Dr. Dre stuff. Was this surprising?
I listen to all kinds of music, but I may have to switch to some better stuff.
So listen, there's not much she can do. Once you've been embarrassed after using someone's song and the person who is responsible for the song saying, how dare you?
And it was taken down. So legally, Twitter, he's in the right.
Hey, this is an Elon Musk move. Like, she said, take it off Twitter. And they locked her account and kicked the song off. You know, kudos to Elon for taking swift action. I think, you know, a brief aside here, he's taken a lot of lumps, and how he's running Twitter, a lot of people have issues with. I certainly do. Yeah. But now that it's a private company entirely in his control, you'll see swift action like this. If he feels a certain way, hey, he'll take something down immediately. It doesn't have to move through all the corporate channels and the policies that this big public company had.
Because
Elon just took it down.
Legally, he's right. Like,
yes.
I mean, you know, Dr. Dre is like, it's a copyright violation. I didn't give permission to put, you know, and a lot of people post music in their videos, and most people don't care and never even gets noticed.
Right.
But if the artist says nope, then it has to come down. Like, it's not even a matter of Elon wanting to support one or the other. Legally, yeah, you have to take the video down. She doesn't have the ownership of that copyright. She can't just use it.
There's the legal element, but there's also Elon Musk wants to seem cool to Dr. Dre. I mean, if Dre calls you up and asks a favor, he says, hey, Marjorie Taylor Greene put this up. If you're Elon Musk, there's an element to him. He's so famous in his own right now, but he also loves celebrity culture. And getting a call from Dre or Dre's reps, who knows how it happened, is probably pretty cool to Elon.
I'll
take it down. You're Dre. Who? MTG? I don't care about her.
She should have just done this on TikTok, because if she had done that and used like 15 seconds of it, then she could legally use it.
Yes.
Because the song is licensed to be used in TikTok videos.
Well, we might have gotten a crazy dance out of it, too.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Marjorie Taylor Greene in her cowboy boots.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But so she couldn't use a song. And the thing is, you're right, this is just like a lot of political posturing on both sides.
Yes.
Because Dre wants to distance himself from that and get his digs in at her. He's not the first person to do this. A lot of politicians, particularly conservative politicians, use music at their rallies, at their speeches.
This has gone on for years, but who is the most famous instance of this in modern political history?
It's been happening over and over for almost 40 years. Bruce Springsteen, very, very liberal. Also, every Republican likes to use Born in the USA because it's like, oh, pro-America. It is not a pro-America song. It is not at all. Listen to the lyrics of that song. It's not.
It's about a Vietnam veteran, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually a critique on American foreign policy.
Yeah.
But
and how we treat veterans.
Born in the USA and the gritty rasp to it.
Yeah.
It's so seductive to someone like Ronald Reagan to be like, oh, that's a song about pride for being born in the USA. He used the song. You know, there are different versions of this story. Some people think he co-opted the song and actually was aware of it. I'm not so clear that he was aware that the song was actually anti-American.
People
and tried
still
to,
aren't.
And tried
it
to
still
contort
gets
it.
Used.
Yes.
Every election cycle, somebody will use Born USA and Bruce Springsteen will be like, nope.
Bruce should have made clearer lyrics, don't you think? I mean, as an artist, that was
incumbent. Or people
upon
should
him.
Listen beyond the title of the song. They don't. I mean, the chorus is even. But yeah, that's a lot of posing. And this is the thing that a lot of Republican politicians run into, is that a lot of musicians tend to be very liberal.
Yes.
So Republicans, sorry, you can't use Bruce. You can't use Dr. Dre. You're going to have to use Cat Scratch Fever or Bawa Daba, Kid Rock. Those are your options. That's
what
you got.
It's interesting that there are, you know, there's a sampling of conservative musicians, but the conservative politicians don't seem to gravitate towards those songs. They use, you know, Fleetwood Mac songs.
Well, because those songs don't work. If you're trying to do a rally and pump people up, playing Picture by Kid Rock's not going to do it.
Why don't they all just play, what is it, Lee Greenwood?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they all just play and I'm proud to be an American? He, I believe, is a conservative man. He has
God
trafficked
bless the USA.
In that song at several Blue Angels events over the years.
Yeah.
But they don't all use that. And it's interesting. I don't want to sort of draw sort of firm political lines. This happens across the board, but it mostly happens with conservative politicians.
It's almost always that way.
Song. Yeah.
Because while it would be kind of fun to see, you know, Biden come out and do a rally to God Bless the USA, let's see. And Lee Greenwood would say, stop using my song.
Right.
I'm sure he would.
That's right.
But they don't do that.
It doesn't happen in that direction.
It doesn't happen in that direction.
And when Bill Clinton, I believe he used Go Your Own Way or Fleetwood Mac.
No, you Don't Stop.
Don't Stop. Yeah, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, because obviously it's a vision of the future and he's running on that. Fleetwood Mac had no problem with that.
No, he loved it.
He was a figure of hope from Hope, Arkansas. This is consistent with their values. You would never hear them trash him in the media, but you see this often.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Here's my question. Marjorie Taylor Greene has to know that this will fly back in her face in some way because of the track record of this being done. I mean, you know, we've listed Bruce Springsteen. I believe Tom Petty once had a problem with it. Prince has had a problem with it.
Prince has Neil Young, Rihanna, Adele, Elton John, all these people.
So isn't there an awareness? I don't think she's cagey, they don't care, but isn't she aware that this will blow up in her face and then she's going to have to say something like, oh, I don't like his lyrics anyway, which always sounds defensive and weird because you use the song.
Yeah,
you clearly like
she
him.
Says he's the divisive one with his anti-police lyrics and drug lyrics. Like, oh, you're shocked that Dr. Dre smokes weed?
Yes. So why keep stepping on the same rake and getting slapped in the face? Is it because she has a social media team who is not in connection with her and just doing things off to the side?
Because it doesn't matter, and honestly it helps her, because you know, otherwise I wouldn't have seen her video. I wouldn't have even known about it. It would have just been another tweet from her that would have, and it's not even a particularly, you know, incendiary tweet. It would have just come and gone on the timeline.
Yes.
But now, and you can't see it except that it's been saved and reposted everywhere by other people. It got so much more attention.
And
it's still to
her.
Yeah, and it makes her, you still just see her walking in slow-mo to Dr. Dre. It still makes her look cooler. She got what she wanted.
I think that's right, and I think you would have to say, even though Dre, look, he gets to send the nasty letter, he gets to invoke the Constitution, he gets to say, take my song down, how dare you, you're hateful. I think if you're objectively viewing this, she sort of wins in the sense of she gets to put up the cool song, she gets a huge news cycle, her fans love her mouthing off to Dr. Dre and putting him in his place about his divisive lyrics.
And it puts her in the news cycle, not about anything actually really political. This is not about like how she's voting in the House or what, you know, her wanting to investigate Biden. It's just about her using a song that we know how she feels. We know how Dr. Dre feels.
That's right.
There's nothing new here.
So here's my question. Should the next person who sees, you know, Lauren Boebert use an Eminem song, should they take the bait and send a nasty cease and desist letter, openly say, you're a hateful person, I don't want you listening to my music? Or does it feed the narrative? No. Should they just let it go and ole it and say, this won't be a news cycle if we don't say anything?
Well, this is where you have to send the cease and desist.
I know.
Because then it looks like you're okay with it.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's always political posturing. Like, a lot of the times, like again, with politicians using these things at rallies, sometimes legally they can. If you're paying the ASCAP fee to use music, they can't really stop you. They can say, hey, don't use my song.
That's right.
But if you do, you're not breaking a law.
That's right.
As long as you're paying for it.
That's the legal overlay. What he's referring to with ASCAP is people send over the rights to all of their music to be licensed to these large organizations. I think it's BMI and ASCAP are the big ones.
Songwriting.
And then people go to BMI and ASCAP. So, and they say, I'd like to use that song. They pay a small license fee. BMI collects that license fee, keeps a small portion for itself, and sends a little bit to Dr. Dre. They do that with their song libraries to maximize the revenue they're getting from them. So it's not really illegal necessarily. Maybe in the case of Prince, who didn't maybe license a lot of his music to BMI and ASCAP, that might be different.
No, it's still the same thing. And this is slightly different because she's using the song in a video, which it's not licensed for that.
That's right.
So that's why the video was taken down. Legally, he is right on this one.
That's right.
But it's just for these artists to like say, hey, I don't like you.
Right.
But who wins? They both do.
Who's playing four-dimensional chess here? Because I always thought Marjorie Taylor Greene played two-dimensional checkers at best, maybe. But there's a 4D chess element of, like, she's been in the news now for 2 days. She did score some serious victories during this debacle in the Speaker of the House vote. Does she win?
She does, and she can be like, look at me, I'm cool, I listen to rap music.
Yeah.
Which, whatever.
Dre doesn't need this. Dre is not searching for fame. This was thrust upon his doorstep.
But he's still getting more people to listen to his song, because people will be like, that is a good song, and you want to go listen to it. They both win.
They both win, and we all just take the hook. If it's an excuse to like play Still Dre on the way home, which I did, I'll take it. You know, it's one of those things. That's like a reminder. It's a song that exists in the ether, but I hadn't thought about for a while. You know, I confess.
Well, it's the Super Bowl. It's only been a year.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah,
but it's so good.
But I do want to see this go. You're right. It always goes this way. Some very conservative politician will use some song from a very liberal artist, and then they'll have to be like, "Don't use my stuff." I want to see AOC using a Kid Rock song.
Yes, I want to see it as well. I want to see that as well. And you never see it. Why is that? Because she could sort of then do the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing. We could get her out. Colin could ask her a question. Hey, what about Kid Rock telling you to take your song down? And then she could say something nasty about his silly lyrics and ball with the ball or something and take shots, and they could have their own little beef.
Yeah, we need her. We need her slow-mo walking in D.C. to, you know, I'm a cowboy.
Yes, yes. It would be incredible. And you don't see it. I think we should. And she's such a savvy,
a troll.
Postmodern troll in her own way. Who, Marjorie Taylor Greene is?
Oh, no, AOC.
I mean, AOC on the left is her own type of troll.
They both do. They both love using social media and riling people up.
The move.
And doing, like Marjorie Taylor Greene probably wasn't thinking about Dre sending a cease and desist.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
God. Cue up Wango Tango. She should really just do a slow walk through the halls of Congress to Wango Tango.
No, what I wish Dre had done to been like, you can use my song, but you have to use the lyrics. You can't use the instrumental.
Yeah, really call her out and say, listen, you can use the whole thing, but you're not
in there
just
saying
that
I don't love police and I smoke weed.
That's right.
Lots of N-words. Leave all that in.
You can't cherry pick my cool
you can't
chord
use the
progression.
Instrumental.
You got to use my whole message. I like that. That's the compromise. All right, so I want to move on quickly to another story that is fascinating. It's sort of a bit downbeat, but you'll see it says something interesting about gaming technology today that I wanted to comment on. So the game Madden, which is popular football game. It's been around since I was a kid. They used to be cartridges.
And they played with leather helmets.
They played with leather helmets. I believe Teddy Roosevelt was an all pro in that league. It's been a game for, I think 20 or 30 years.
Decades.
Very, very popular. Now the game is so advanced and the graphics are so good that during the game, if you score a touchdown with players, they'll do a very sort of unique dance. And one of the dances that is in the game is a CPR touchdown celebration. So they're these exotic sort of like no longer just sort of spiking the football. A player will lie down and another player will performatively give CPR to that player to say like, wow, you really blew us away. It's a celebration.
It just happened in real life. Like, in the last few days, the Steelers did it.
That's right. So we've seen this. This is a common
Since
thing to see
DeMar
in sports.
Hamlin.
Now, DeMar Hamlin, obviously, the events of Monday Night Football when he collapsed on the field from a heart attack, he has since sort of, I think, had a miraculous recovery. He's out of the hospital now. So this is a really great story with a great ending, but a very, very jarring incident. Now, Madden, with that celebration in the game, people are saying, are you going to still have that? Given sort of the context now. It always will remind you of DeMar Hamlin. The spokesperson for the game said the virtual end zone dance will be taken away as part of an update to Madden NFL 23 in the next few days. I found this interesting in one technical level. Games are now just updated. So if you use that quickly,
it's just gone.
Yes, it exists in the cloud, and you download these games and play them with a headset on across the world with other players. It didn't used to be that way.
Yeah, you had to recall the game from store shelves.
We'd have to melt them in a landfill.
Yeah, then you have to manufacture the new ones, package them, ship them out. It would have been a whole thing, but now this is one.
Like, they're very nimble now. It's like, hey, that's not going over well. Yeah. We'll just change it in an update.
Yeah, there you go. But it's also interesting. Like, I think this is, there's no outrage here or anything.
No.
It's just, but it makes sense. Like, watching it after seeing everything with DeMar Hamlin, it is weird seeing these CG characters in this game doing CPR
It doesn't sit well. Look, and it's not that he's the first player to sort of suffer a heart attack. Other players have been injured. Obviously, there's problematic players in the NFL who have domestic violence issues and things of that nature. But this particular celebration, because the event happened on the field, we watched in terror as emergency responders were performing CPR on an actual player. It feels wrong. They're going to remove it from the game.
It's just
weird
looking.
I think this is the right move. I'm happy to see that they're able to do it technologically. Yeah. It was a strange sort of, DeMar, and to his credit, it's not like DeMar Hamlin's rep said, absolutely take this down. It's in poor taste. This is just the right thing happening. Sometimes everyone agrees like, this doesn't sit well now.
Yeah.
And we just remove it. And there doesn't have to be like a whole troll cycle of why remove it? It's part of celebration.
Sometimes things are just ooky.
Yeah.
You see it
it's
and you're like, ugh.
We don't need that. And I like to see it. And it was, the story sort of was interesting to me from that technological perspective because I'm an old head, man.
Yeah,
I used to play on a Nintendo.
They can just change it in the cloud.
They can change it in the cloud. I don't even know if that's the right term, but I found that sort of interesting. All right,
Grandpa.
That'll do it for us. We'll see you guys next time.